I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS foodie chap at Lupa Trattoria, 24th Street, San Francisco. Owner Stefano, good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good to see you, too. I'm doing well.
These are interesting times. I always begin, no matter what's going on in life, by doing this. Chin-chin.
Chin-chin.
What are we drinking?
We're drinking a blend from Tuscany, Bulgari, and it's a Syrah Cabernet. Very interesting wine. We like to keep different wine sometime on the wine list to interest the customers.
Stefano, you've been here almost 20 years. My neighbor, my friend from Italy, Rome, and here you are now. It's the first week of this. You've made a decision. What decision did you make in light of what's going on with the coronavirus?
Well, we decided to close down in view of the situation. I think is the best way to do it, to deal with it. After seeing what is happening in the other countries all over Europe, we decided, you know, it was the right decision, was just to close down and to fight and do our part into this situation.
Listen, we're closer to each other than we should be. We should be 6 feet apart. but that is the situation. We are meant to isolate. We are meant to stay away, stay at home, be with the ones we love. But I just had to come and talk to you. You've been through a lot in 20 years. You opened right before 9/11. You dealt with the recession of 2008. How does this compare?
Well, that one was just a bad situation where it was economical. You know, the September 11 was really scary at the beginning, but a little bit at the time, the people readjust. In 2008, it was an economical thing, and people really couldn't afford it, or they reduced more than everything else. Here is a completely different situation. This is a health situation. We must be careful, because not only for ourselves, but for the people around us, especially the elder people. I have family in Italy, so I really look at what is happening over there, and we did too. Take it lightly, you know, we kept on going on with our life until you get hit close to you. Sure. And then you start to realize it.
Was there any part of you that thought, oh, well, you know what, maybe I'll stay open and I'll just do food to go so people can come and pick up?
We had a lot of support from the Noi Valley area, you know, the community. We had a lot of regular customers, and they have been coming and spending money and leaving large tips to the server to support us. We could still do that. On the other hand, you know, we don't want to be the one that actually accidentally or involuntarily keep on spreading the virus. We are all healthy, and, you know, we plan to stay healthy and stay safe. But you never know with this virus. You know, it's a sneaky bastard that come up to you when you less expect it. So I will tell to everybody to stay safe and stay distant to each other and trying to stay home as much as possible.
How was the conversation? I'm sure it was a tough one that you had with your staff. How did it go?
Well, during the years, you know, we never closed. This is the first time that we actually closed. So we open 7 days a week forever, you know. So the staff understood. The staff knows that it's a serious matter. So they all get the last paycheck. It will be on Wednesday. So they will come. We're probably going to have a meal together. And then we will be back as soon as the situation lets us.
Yeah.
You know, and they will ask for unemployment, and we'll see what happens.
I hope you get some unemployment as well.
I hope so. Yeah. I'll try. We'll see if they give it to me.
For those who have not been to Lupa on 24th Street, in essence, what's the vibe? What's the restaurant here and the food all about?
Well, we are a trattoria. Trattoria is usually a place where you go and you have comfort food. We're trying to do well what we consider probably a Sunday meal, okay, in Italy. And then we keep it simple and we very, you know, high-end ingredient, high-quality ingredient. And then we try to do the best that we can. We kept us in business for 19 years. I mean, we must be doing something right.
Yeah. Yes, you have. And it always warms my heart to look in here and always see a full house. As you said, this is Noe Valley. And Noe Valley loves Lupa.
They do. They show us in the past days the support and the love. And we have been really touched by the love shown to us. That means we, you know, confirmed that we've been doing something right for the last 19 years.
Listen, making people happy through food, Stefano.
That's the best thing you can do. Yeah. Warm up their heart.
That's it. That
and
is
their
it.
Stomach.
There we go. Best case scenario, it's hard to say because this thing has got a life of its own. But as a business owner, a restaurateur, what would your hope be? Best case scenario.
Of course, we would like to say April 1st, a couple of weeks. We seem to be still not as bad as the rest of the world sometime, or the rest of Europe, at least. We'll see how the spike of cases will go. And then we would love to reopen in a couple of weeks. We are ready for it a couple of weeks. But we'll see. We want to be also prudent. We want to be fair. We want to be. We stay with the eyes open and to see what's going on.
Some people may be listening going, what can we do to help? What can we do at this time? So they can't come by and get food to go. They could do maybe gift cards. But I know for you, you have a passion, which is caring about kids and making sure that kids get fed, right?
I think that those who are the kids that don't go to school and they will lose the meal program will be the kids, the part they will suffer the most.
Yeah.
If you have to do a donation, I will suggest you to do organization for kids that feed kids that don't go to school.
So No Kid Hungry would be, nokidhungry.org would be a perfect one.
Nokidhungry.org will be perfect, absolutely.
Well, as you know, I've never gone hungry. I've never missed a meal in my life, which is why I came to you today and asked you to share a recipe, Stefano, because people are home. Hopefully they'll be cooking with their families, gathering around a table, and you're going to share a recipe with us. So what's the dish? Tell me about it.
Well, the traditional Roman dish is bucatini amatriciana, which is a comfort food for us. And during the years, we've been comfort food in Noe Valley for a long time. We never took it off the menu. So it's a kind of big spaghetti with a whole, you know, olive spaghetti with some guanciale, which is the equivalent of kind of Italian bacon, not really, in a tomato sauce with Romano cheese, which is a little sharper than Parmesan cheese, you know, and is a traditional dish that has been going on forever.
One of my favorites. It's made my tummy happy for many years, Stefano. My friend, be well, take care of yourself, and from Noe Valley to you, thank you for all you've given this neighborhood. We're in a poor situation right now. I hope this soon will pass. What do you want to say to your customers and to people out there listening, as a restaurateur, as a neighbor and friend?
It has been very hard not to double kiss you on the cheek when you come in these days, so we look forward to do it again. We love you guys, and we look forward to be here again in this community. It's been our home for 20 years almost, so we miss it already.
Yeah. Well, I'm coming back for my kiss on the cheek, Stefano, okay? Listen, be well. Stefano Coppola, owner of Lupa Trattoria on 24th Street in San Francisco. We're going to share the recipe with you. Make that dish with your friends, your family at home, and stay well, be safe. The recipe, we'll share it at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Ciao.
Ciao.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.